Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And today we're going to wrap up this series, Finding Genuine Freedom and Joy in Christ. I hope that this series has been helpful to your life and godliness, that you know you have found real hope and real joy. Not because of yourself, but because of Christ, by listening, by watching this series, and by understanding most of all that you need to be reading and studying and meditating on the Word and taking it home into your life, and then doing life with God's people. So I have some things that I just want to hit on. This won't be a long episode, maybe 10 minutes or so. We'll see. But I have some things that, just wrapping it up, things that you can take away. And the first one is you need to face your temptation with hope in the person and the work of Jesus. You know, the men that I talk to about this specific area of their life, many of them have given up for a period of time, maybe a long time. Don't give up. Your Savior cares for you. He loves you. He is the same, as Hebrews 13 says, He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Face your temptation with the help of God's Word, with the means of grace, and with the understanding that Hebrews 2 and Hebrews 4 tell us that Jesus was tempted in every way and yet never sinned. He is a sympathetic high priest. Second, put your sin to death because of the person and work of Christ. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 that we are new creations in Him. Colossians 3 tells us to put off the old man and put it on the new man. This is because we have union with Christ. Read Romans 6 through 8 and read it again and again and again. These truths are in God's Word. Third, come up with a plan of attack that works for you. We've talked about this. Dumbing down your phone. One strategy. Sometimes that's the best strategy. Use Covenant Eyes as a tool with the help of your pastor, with the help of a trusted man. Fourth, don't give in to temptation. Because of Jesus and the help of the Holy Spirit. Next point, life with God's people and being formed in likeness to Christ. Again, read Colossians 3 and Galatians 5. Read those passages again and again and again and understand that this was written to a community of God's people. This is a very big point. I've talked about it quite a bit, but I'm going to hit on it again. It is possible for you men with the means of God's grace and the help of the Holy Spirit to be porn free. Just because that particular struggle defines you right now, that doesn't mean who you are. That's part of the thing. You have to understand as a if you're a Christian, that the old way of life has passed, including you need to learn how to deal with your new life in Christ. And that means that you need to read passages like Colossians 3 and Galatians 5 until you know them well. And not only just know what they say, you need to understand what they mean. And you need to take those passages, those chapters and apply them to your heart and to your life. And the more that you do that, you're not going to desire porn. You're going to desire Christ. Last point, and then we'll wrap up. And actually, we're going to be done before 10 minutes. Men, fight on and stand firm and stand fast because of Christ and because of the means of God's grace. Don't give up fighting. Don't give up trusting in your sufficient Savior. All of our hope, all of our confidence, all of our joy, it's not because of us. It's because of Christ. He is enough, and he always will be. So trust Christ. Take him at his word. Believe him. Hold on to Christ. He is yours and you are his. Well, man, I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode. As we wrap up the series, here's where we're headed for the next few months. We're going to walk through the Lord's Prayer. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about life in Christ as well. And we're also going to end this next series talking about the high priestly ministry of Jesus from Hebrews 2 and Hebrews 4 and 1 John 2. I want to thank you for listening or watching the Warriors of Grace podcast, men. Please invite your friends and other men to join us. And I hope that you're finding this podcast to be helpful. Until next week, when we do start that next new series, may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.